All right. Good morning, everybody. Happy Saturday. Scott Morozik here with you in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is being brought to you by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. Member FDIC. And also by Joe Ritchie Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Joe Ritchie Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. Construction is underway on a new facility for Thumb Area Transit, TAT, near Bad Axe. So project officials say will support the agency's growing operations and transportation services across the region. TAT Director Ken Jimkoski said work on the long-planned project is progressing as expected. The new facility is being built in Verona Township, just outside Bad Axe, near Whiteland Street and Bushland Road. Site development began in January, and the project is currently in the early stages of construction. Officials expect the facility to be completed by March of 2027. The project carries a total cost of approximately $32 million, which includes the purchase of land for the new site. Funding for the facility has been secured entirely through state and federal grants, according to TAT officials. The Michigan Department of Treasury is reminding residents that state individual income tax returns and any payments are due by April 15th. Taxpayers can file electronically or mail their return, but mailed returns must be postmarked by 11:59 p.m. on April 15th. Officials recommend e-filing or using a trusted tax preparer to reduce errors and ensure all eligible tax credits and deductions are claimed. More than 2.4 million Michigan tax returns have already been processed, resulting in over $1.43 billion in refunds so far this season. Taxpayers can also use Michigan Treasury e-services to file returns for free, check refund status, make payments, view tax records, and communicate with the Department of Treasury. Refunds are typically issued within 4 to 6 weeks for electronic filings and 6 to 8 weeks for mailed returns. Authorities say a reported bomb threat at a Walmart in Roscommon County prompted a large emergency response Thursday, but was ultimately determined to be unfounded. Emergency dispatchers received a report around 11:20 a.m. on March 12th about a possible explosive device at the Walmart Supercenter on West Houghton Lake Drive in Denton Township. The tip was reported through the FBI's national tip line. Law enforcement quickly responded to the scene, including troopers from the Michigan State Police, deputies from the Roscommon County Sheriff's Office, and officers from Denton Township Police Department. The store was evacuated as a precaution. Fire departments from Denton and Roscommon Townships also assisted at the scene during the response. During the investigation, nearby schools were temporarily placed in secure mode, meaning buildings were locked while activities inside continued. Michigan State Police Explosive Detection K-9 Unit searched the building but did not locate any explosive devices or evidence of a credible threat. Authorities cleared the scene shortly after 3:15 p.m., allowing the store to reopen. Officials later thanked the public for their patience and cooperation during the investigation. We'll be right back.
Bayport State Bank has been serving our local Thumb area since 1896. 2026 marks Bayport State Bank serving our Thumb area with hometown local banking for 130 years. This is Shelley Brooks, President and CEO of Bayport State Bank. Our team is committed to making banking simple, personal, and dependable for every customer who walks through our doors. We offer no-fee checking with free monthly statements, a variety of savings options, and lending solutions for personal, business, and agricultural needs. Our lenders and management team live and work right here in our communities, so every decision is made locally by people who understand our community. With 11 local ATMs plus online and mobile banking, we're always within reach. If you've been thinking about making a change or you're looking for a bank that truly listens and cares, we'd love to welcome you. So visit one of our offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, or Sebring, open an account, and check out what Bayport State Bank can do for you. At Bayport State Bank, service, community, and commitment guide everything we do. Stop in and see what real hometown banking feels like. We're Bayport State Bank, serving our hometown community for 130 years, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
Spring into a new ride at Ortis. Take advantage of these sunshine deals before it's too late. Whether you're looking at buying or leasing, Ortis has a deal for you. How about a new Ford Mustang convertible with heated and cooled leather seats, heated steering wheel, remote start, 19-inch polished aluminum wheels, premium audio, and adaptive cruise control as low as $43,440? Lease a 2026 Explorer Active, plus seats 4x4 for 3 years for only $437 per month. Lease a 2026 F-150 XLT Crew Cab 4x4 Black Package for 3 years for only $440 per month. In stock are several different Ford Mavericks, including both Hybrid and EcoBoost in various different colors. Current offers end March 31st. Payments are for AZ Plan customers with 10,500 miles per year and $2,000 due at signing. No security deposit is required. Payments include factory rebates for trade assist, renewal, and plan cash where applicable. As we head into spring, many residents are suffering from lingering winter illnesses and rising spring allergens, and officials in Michigan are continuing to see an increase in COVID cases, with many experiencing a bizarre new symptom. According to the Mayo Clinic, COVID-19 symptoms often mimic the flu and allergies. All of these viruses spread in similar ways and may cause many of the same symptoms. The most common symptoms of COVID-19 have changed over time. Currently, they are runny or stuffy nose, headache, sore throat. While many of these are what we've come to expect from COVID-19 over time, a new symptom is also popping up. According to Wellness Equity Alliance, part of what makes COVID-19, like influenza, so tricky is that it's constantly mutating. Public health officials carefully monitor whether new strains spread more easily or cause more severe disease and continuously test to ensure current drugs and vaccines are effective. As the viruses evolve, scientists also monitor to see if the symptoms they cause are changing. Health officials are observing that patients' symptoms are more concentrated in the upper airway and not the lungs, and seeing patients who are bone tired but have insomnia and can't get to sleep. Not everyone will have every symptom, and the only way to find out for sure if you have COVID-19 is to get tested right away. Though there is no single perfect action to prevent infection, some tips to avoid hospitalization include being up to date with your vaccinations, frequent hand washing, avoid close contact when infection risk is high, and isolating if you test positive. And up north, motorists crossing the Mackinac Bridge in the coming days are advised to reduce their speed and drive cautiously amid an ongoing watch for falling ice and potential closures. The Mackinac Bridge Authority issued a warning to drivers early in the evening this Wednesday because of icy conditions on the bridge deck. Motorists at the time were instructed to drive a maximum speed of 20 miles an hour, or to turn on their four-way flashers and to utilize the outside lane. The authority reported roughly one-half inch of ice that had formed on the upper cables and towers of the bridge earlier in the day. With temperatures projected to remain below freezing in the Straits, the authorities said gusty winds could potentially loosen any ice that accumulates. According to the authority, the bridge is already closed because of falling ice 4 times this winter. The bridge authority began tracking closures in 1995. Since then, it's been closed 32 times for falling ice, with an average of 1 instance annually. And that is your Thumb Broadcasting News Update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, member FDIC. And by Joe Ritchie Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Joe Ritchie Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net. And I have one obituary to mention this morning. Catherine Ellen K. McTaggart, age 95, of Port Hope, passed away peacefully on Thursday, March 12th. Kay was born on February 19th, 1931. Kay and some friends traveled to Bad Axe one night to the roller rink, where she met a handsome young man named Harold McTaggart. Harold and Kay were united in marriage on May 5th of 1951. Kay is survived by her 3 children, Alan, Jean, and Deborah, 6 grandchildren, 8 great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Kay will be held Monday, March 16th at 11 a.m. at the Port Hope United Methodist Church. Burial will follow in the New River Cemetery. Friends may call at the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach on Sunday, March 15th from 2 to 8 p.m. Visitation on Monday will be at the church beginning at 10 a.m. until time of services at 11. Memorials may be offered to the Port Hope Chamber of Commerce Fireworks Fund, the Grindstone Port Hope Sportsman's Club, the Port Hope United Methodist Church, or to a donor of your choice. And memories can be shared at RamseyFuneralHome.com.